With still a few hours left before the start of the first FOCAC summit in Africa, two African countries are already celebrating, and Zimbabwe is one of them. On his way to the summit, Chinese President Xi Jinping witnessed the signing of 10 economic agreements between China and Zimbabwe, totaling an estimated $4 billion and expected by many to revive the country's ailing economy. But South Africa has won much more. President Zuma gave thumbs up to China's strategy of building win-win relations with African countries after his country penned over 24 agreements with China on Wednesday.
We have just witnessed the signing of 26 agreements that are worth 94 billion rand.
And the Chinese president has made it clear that he wants the relationship of China and African countries taken to greater heights.
We need to maintain close high-level exchanges, strengthen the sharing of governance experience, and also on issues concerning our major concerns, we should extend mutual understanding and support.
As the FOCAC summit kick-off draws close, all eyes are now on China to see what it will bring to the table for the other 52 African countries. The summit is expected to adopt the Johannesburg Declaration and Action Plan, outlining specific measures aimed at consolidating China-Africa relations. Gideon Chitanga, researcher at the Center for Study of Democracy at the University of Johannesburg, says China and African countries look committed to reviving their historical relationship dating back to the colonial era, where most of these countries received help from China.
There is indeed an understanding and a zeal, if not an interest, to recultivate these relations and turn them into formal diplomatic, political and economic relations, which can be mutually beneficial to the 54 countries in Africa and China in particular.
But China's intentions have received mixed feelings from ordinary Africans. Zimbabwean national Janet Mnakamwe cautions African countries to be aware of the strings attached to their deals with China.
It's actually conditioned kinds of investment or funds, of which China will be like, we have donated or we have given Zimbabwe this amount of money, so you have to listen to whatever we're going to say. We are the ones who've got the capital in this case.
But others, like South African national Ruben Tatis, says China has demonstrated genuine efforts to take Africa out of poverty.
It's not colonization if we are selling ourselves. Others might want to imagine that, some form of colonization, but we haven't been pressured by anyone except by our own appetite for what the Chinese are bringing.
China is Africa's largest individual trading partner, with their trade volume amounting to $220 billion in 2014. It still remains to be seen what these countries will take home when the summit ends on Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Johannesburg, this is Benedictine Hlapo.